up where we left off. So we were discussing Shidas Rashi. Right, Rashi says here that the psul in the Mishnah, Yavesh, the problem, or the basis for the psul is the Be'inan Mitzvah Mehuderes, Tichsiv, Ve'ambehu. So he quotes the Pasuk, and presumably the din of Hidr Mitzvah, Zekele Ve'ambehu, Isnalif and other mitzvahs. So we mentioned that the Tosfos has two questions on this. First, the Gemara itself says that the reason for it is Hadar. It says Hadar here. So that, okay, you can say it means that it's not Mehudar, in accordance with the principle of Zekele Ve'ambehu, which is what obviously Rashi seems to have held here. But what are you going to say about the Gemara explicitly on Laman Aleph and Beis, where it says that the basis for the Shitas Rabbanan is Hekesh Lulav Esrog? So you see that the basis is Hadar. That's one question Tosfos asks on Rashi. The second question Tosfos asks on Rashi is that this din of Hidr Mitzvah is not a din which is Ma'akiv. We see in the context of Lula of Eged Lulav, that the Rabbanan who hold that you have to take it because of Zekid Ve'u, but the Shita that say that if you don't take it, it's still Kasher. And the other example you can bring is the Mishnah, is the Gemara about in Kuflam Gimel Beis about Mila, that Tzitzin, that the what's required Mitzad Zekid Ve'u is Tzitzin She'inan Nachbin as a Mila. Alright, so so we noted that the Meiri, Tosfos obviously assumed that Rashi completely rejects Hadar Dekra. The Meiri accepts this and explains that Hadar Dekra is something which the Gemara, as we said, the Gemara in the end is divorcing itself from. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. That was all in the suggestion that maybe this is what the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, is it Makish Lulav Esrog and Rabbanan are? When the Gemara finally says, that's not the base of Rabbi Yehuda because he apostles Esrog Ayaveh, so it's a machokas about. For him, he held that it was you know, Hadar Dekra meant something else. So the Meiri says, once you say that, so now already we don't have to. That's not the Gemara's explanation now for Rabbanan either. What was presented as the Machlokas is actually not the Shita, neither of the Rabbi Yehuda nor necessarily of the Rabbanan. And what actually the Gemara means when it says Hadar is Zekel Ve'Amveyu, like Rashi. The Meiri likes Rashi. Okay, so what about the question though? But this din isn't Me'akev, so this is what we're up to. So the Meiri himself says, Lav Dafka, that you can have a chisaron noy in Hidr, which isn't Ma'akev, and that's what you have with regard to Lulav Tzarech Eged, Midin Zekiv Ve'u, but then you can also have a case where it is Ma'akev. And the way the Meiri says it is, it'll depend on the extent of to which it's missing Hidr. How unmuhudar is it? How lacking of Hidr is the item? So when it comes to Eged Lulav, so then already it's something which, all right, so it's nicer. It's a nicer Maisa Mitzvah if it's something which you don't have these loose things trying to cobble them all together. If it's tied together, so that's already something which is befitting of the Mitzvah. That's the best. If you don't do that, so it's not a Mitzvah She'ina Mehudar. It's not a problem B'di'eved, but that's not the case when it comes to Yavesh. Yavesh, if it's Yavesh, it's really lacking Hidr. It has much more of a deficit. In that case, it's going to be Ma'akev. So the point being, both the Meiri and the Hashlama say this, is that you can have Hidur, the din Hidur being Ma'akev, depending on how non-Mahudur it is. So just as far as that's concerned, that you can have it be Ma'akev, so I mentioned last time that that's seemingly what emerges anyway from the Gemara and Gittin, which explains that the Shidas Rabbanan who hold that you can't be Ma'aver Lef Kumos and Mekadsho in the case of Sefer Torah, so that's because Zekev Ambehu. The seeming implication of that Gemara was that Shidas Rabbanan, that the apostle was even B'di'evet. But even if you want to say that Shidas Rabbanan there is B'di'evet apostling, and this is the Gemara in Gittin Chafam Adal, it's only according to the stage of the Gemara where it was suggesting that maybe it was based on the problem of Ksav Agab Ksav. But once you say that the problem is Zekev Ve'u, then the implication is it's no longer Ma'akev, like Rav Kiveger. But the Gemara in Nundal and Mabez says that even Rav Yehuda will agree in the case where all the Eskaros need to be written again, and the Gemara there is clearly talking about it being a problem B'di'evet, it's not Shavakulum. And the reasoning the Gemara gives is because then it's Mechsi Kiminumar. Mechsi Kiminumar seems to be right that it'll look like it's speckled. It won't look it won't look clean. So if that problem sounds like it's Ma'akev, and it seems like that's a problem Zekiv Ve'u, just like the Rabbanan, just the Rabbanan held that that's true even of one or two Shemos. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the entire Sefer, or maybe more than one or two. So you see there that in another case of Hidr, which is Ma'akev. So that's a CEO to Rashi and the Meiri, that you can have a lack of Hidr be Ma'akev. What we left off with was just All right, but that itself is not obvious. How do we understand that? Meaning, how you can have a din, which is ma'akev, you can have a din l'charchila, but how do you have a din that's sometimes ma'akev and sometimes just l'charchila? That's already not so obvious. I was trying to think of other parallels of this. I'm not sure. I couldn't really come up with any off the top of my head. That you have a single din, and depending on how far short of the standard it is, if you're just short of that standard a little bit, it'll be just l'charchila. You need a l'charchila, but if you fall shorter, if it's much more of a deficit, whatever it is that the requirement is, then it'll be makiv. So what would the basis for that be?
Zika, perhaps. Because there's certain areas of Chacham and Tzichol lets us not much have MS because there's something about common to Zika, something can't be.
Right. Yeah, but what? But that's on. So where do you have a din there that's a chachila and a midiyeved? Meaning, there's one standard, one like din.
In konas lo yotzi. It's the rabbanon, really.
Right. Aaron.
I just want to point out that Hiddur mitzvah is qualitatively different than a lot of other mitzvahs, because once we're saying that it's sometimes sometimes chafila, sometimes b'di'eved, and then other mitzvahs are very quantifiable. And it's like let's say you have if you have five of this thing, it's kosher, but if you have three, it's not kosher. So it's like, but then when that's very easy to quantify. So here's the cutoff. When you have to hit a mitzvah, but the entire thing is like vague.
Let's say we can determine though that certain things. I mean, that could be that, and I think it is true that it's hard to see, sort of find clearly what is and what is not. What you can only speak of find from just work backwards, reconstruct based on cases that Chazal say or Rishonim say hider not mahudar. But the question is, given something is not mahudar, that let's say it's required midin hider mitzvah that you should be not X. So either it's going to be should be ma'akev or not. Maybe it'll be l'chachila, maybe it'll be ma'akev, this requirement. But mehechatesi, that in some cases it'll be one, in some cases it'll be the other. Following, in other words, if we say that this falls short of hider, so then we should say either, and that means that you can't be yotze with it, or no, that means l'chachila, you shouldn't use it. So I'm just saying it doesn't seem obvious that this, either the falling short of this din, either the din is al-chachila or not.
Another group of mubas may all have fewer berries is kosher, more berries possible.
But that seems to be a question of...
What's the shear?
Yeah, the shear, not necessarily a question of l'chachila versus b'dievet, yeah.
Something like, it's completely separate, maybe it works, but we're understanding in shear about the Ramban, she does Ramban by two edim. That really two aidim are ma'akev, mm-hmm. Then every single time you add another aid, it just makes it more and more l'chachila. Meaning once you have two, that's a threshold, and meaning the din of shnei aidim, mm-hmm. is ma'akev, but then afterwards you still have a concept that we'd rather have more aidim.
So I don't see there's one din there that's l'chachila,
right,
meaning let's say that, I don't think Ramban actually. Like Paskin, he just says that that's like I think al derech hapshat, right? Doesn't he?
No, that's our understanding of what he's saying in shir.
Oh, really? Meaning how he's understanding Chazal?
No, that's
also because he could right just al pi pshuta kiderech Ramban, but l'halacha I think that it's shnayim maki shnayim shloshut just okay that's a din makos.
Right,
so I'm saying, but is that one din that's it's hard. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, here you're saying that there's a din hider mitzvah, you need it, that demands several things, and in some of them it'll be ma'akev, it's not. So I'm just raising the question. I think we can say one of three things in explaining that and giving account of this. One is maybe what we'll say is that maybe for Rashi the whole din is dirabana, like the Ritva, right? The Ritva held that this is a din dirabana, others seem to have as well. So maybe if the whole din is derabanan, so then already it's not so difficult to say. In some cases, the rabbanan were metakein that it's depending on how much of a chisaron hidur it was. In some cases, they said lechachila you need, that it should be let's say meugad. B'di'eved, it wasn't that much of a hidur that they were metakein b'di'eved apostles. Whereas in some other cases where it was much more of a chisaron gamur of hidur, so then they were metakein it should be meugad b'di'eved. In other words, in that case, what we're saying is basically that. The application, every application of hider mitzvah is really a takana derabanan, and sort of hider mitzvah is like a tama takana, and then what they were matakin, so it depended. They were matakin that yavesh is pasul. They were matakin that eged is required l'chachila, in this case. So basically, in other words, they were matakin some dinim as dinim that were ma'akvim and some dinim that were only lechatchila, depending on how much of a chisaron hidur it was. But they were just different takanos, in a sense. So it's just a matter of what the Rabbanon made ma'akiv and what not. And that's how you have these different standards, yeah?
That would also explain Shas al-Chak.
I'm leaving out Shas al-Chak for now. We'll come back when we get to Shas al-Chak, but I don't...
meaning
the potentially.
It's all, you know, their button, like, meaning the fact that they said that this is all individual is our button, we like you to have hitter, and
yeah,
if you have this so little hitter, then we're going to apostle you, but like,
so,
I think
I've mentioned it. The Hashlamo, most of them say Yavish is Deraisa. When the most determined to address the issue say that it's Deraisa, but there are those, the Hashlama cites it, and Meiri cites those as well, cites some as well, that held that it's only, and we'll see, I think the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar is holds his way, that it's only Yavish, is only Pasul Midrabanan, and that's, and the advantage that the Meiri, you know, the context in which this Shita comes up, the Meiri is, that's why you would be able to say b'shas al-chak, you can be yotze, and again, we're going to get to the sugya of shas al-chak, but that, the assumption there would be there couldn't be a din d'oraisa that was ma'akev, that b'di'eved, that nonetheless b'shas al-chak, you would be able to use. Right? Some Rishonim thought that was... We'll have to come back to that. I mean, the question is, how can you have something which is pasul b'di'eved, even, and yet b'shas al-chak, you're able to use it? The assumption being, of course, that b'shas al-chak you are able to use it, as opposed to some other way to read that Gemara. And the answer that the Hashlama mentions, and Meiri cites some as actually holding, is that the whole psul is derabanan for that, you know, and therefore midirabanan. So it's possible to have it even midirabanan, but midirabanan, and therefore b'shas al-chak. So then they waived it. So that's one possibility. Alternatively, perhaps there's one din d'oraisa and one din d'rabanan. And in other words, perhaps hidur mitzvah d'oraisa, and maybe even you could say, maybe we accept the Ritva's argument, that a din d'oraisa cannot be just l'chachila. So maybe what we have here is actually two different dinim. Maybe we have greater deficits of hidur, so that's a din d'oraisa. D'rabanan, we're more machmir in terms of requiring mehudar. So for those things, those are dinim d'rabanan, and they were not ma'akev. When it comes to the chisaron gamur, those are ma'akvim. So in other words, then what you'd say is that, let's say, the application in the case of mechzik kiminumar, that's a din d'oraisa. Speckled writing is a psul d'oraisa. Likewise, if it's yavish, all the other ones are only d'rabanan. So you're sort of more to mix us to the ritva. You know, that's right, that when it's d'oraisa, it is ma'akev. The shear for chisaron hidur is much more expansive. It needs to be a greater, more extreme lack of hidur in order to qualify d'oraisa. But once it does, it is ma'akev, and the rest is only d'rabanan. I think the third possibility is that perhaps even if both are d'oraisa, maybe there's still room to say that, in depending on how far it is from hidur, it'll be ma'akev. And I think the way we would say this is that what we see from the fact that the pasuk endorses the idea of hidur, of zekeli v'amvehu, of noi. One could have thought, noi, what's, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is darko lishtamish bekelim shvurim, you know, sheker achim vehev ayofi. There's no value to being misnaya b'fnei, you know, l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the pasuk says zekelim v'amveyu. But we get from this, it has two implications. On the one hand, it imposes a minimum aesthetic threshold to qualify for use in mitzvos. The way I would say this is you cannot perform a mitzvah with something that is aesthetically defective. Perhaps we might term it a balmum. Right, if it's something which is really defective aesthetically, it's so then based on the idea that there's a value to noise, so that means that ugly things simply they don't qualify for mitzvos. Mashalmar Devardome, the Sugyan Lamed Hey, Derachea Darchi Noam, as being something which reveals to us that one of the meaning can't be a thorny min because Derachea Darchi Noam. It doesn't match the value that the Torah expresses. So maybe there's one din that Zekiel Manveyu, that if it has to be noise, then Balimum, something which is, you know, not just that it's not quite mahudar, but it's actually, it's defective, it's aesthetically defective. So that's eliminated, that is disqualified for use. Then you have another din that dictates that the more mahudar something is, the greater, the better, the more superior form of avoda it is. Now that's not a din that's ma'akiv, it just means that the more you can be mahadir, the better. Right? Perhaps the most eloquent way to put it would be to say that, and you don't have to say it this way, but you could, that one halacha we derive from Zekev Aveyu is comparable to Derech Darchi Noam, to Atishitim Omdim, you know, requiring Derech Delaso. It teaches us a rule about the qualifications for Chepti Mitzvah in general, that it has to pass a certain minimum threshold. It can't be defective, it can't be Balmum. And there's a second halacha, comparable to La'avdo, B'chol Avchem, and Das Ramban, I think I mentioned last time, right, which is an independent Chiyuv, Kiyum, relating to how one does mitzvahs. Its own independent Chiyuv. One has to be Mekai in the mitzvah, but often as Mehudar as possible. That's a separate din. And that requires, if you have, let's say, the option of being Ma'agid, so then you ought to be Ma'agid, because once you say that there's something which is superior aesthetically, either Bechetzo or is a Maisa way of doing it, so then Zekhi Maveyu demands that you go with that way. But that's not Ma'akev, that's just a din l'chachila. One might say, if it's Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev within the mitzvah, it's just Ma'akev its own kiyumin. Maybe you're not going to be Mekayim then, if you have the two options and you choose a less Mehudar. Maybe then you won't be Mekayim Mitzvah, Zekhilim Aveyu, this mitzvah, this din of Zekhilim Aveyu. But either way, it certainly won't be Ma'akiv, the mitzvah B'dieved, because it's not really a din of mitzvah. You can give that further elaboration, but I don't think you have to. Yes.
Saying the difference between the two psalms is one is where the item itself is, meaning the item that you're using for the mitzvah is, you know, blemished, it's not something.
Yeah, it's blemished, exactly.
As opposed to the way in which you're performing the mitzvah.
No, I'm not, I don't mean to say that, because the point is that once you pass a certain minimum threshold, so then there's still a value, and that's a value that's obligatory on a lechachila level, midin zekel vanveyu, to do the more mehudar, either chetza, use the more mehudar chetza, or to do it in a way which is more mehudar, I meant either one. But as long as we're not dealing with something which can be said to be aesthetically defective, it's not going to be chisaron mitzad, the chetze mitzvah psul. That is, I think. Or I had to think about whether or not it would make sense to say mitzad that you have a mais she'ena mehudar. As far as I know, the only cases of hidur, which is ma'akev, is chafatzim, which are mechuar, you might say. But I don't know if that has to be. But either way, the din l'chachila can be either one. Just an example, the Tosos say that even though shomei ka'ona, but it midin hidur mitzvah, it's better to hear, to be an ona, to actually say. So that's clearly not the nochetza they were talking about. It's just a matter of hidur mitzvah b'maisa. But that could be. It could also, let's say, eged is a din in the chetza. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But I don't think it obviates what I'm saying. The point is that you have something which is, you know, there's relative superiority in terms of aesthetically. So Zekhe Naveh tells you that there's then an obligation, l'chachila, to take the thing which is more aesthetically, to do it in the way that's more aesthetically ideal. But that's one din, and there's a separate din which just says you can't use defective-looking chafatz.
Also from
Zekhe Naveh. Something has like a kind of a derech ha-derech ha-noam type implication as well. Yeah.
This idea works very well if you define Luvioveh as like white. Mm-hmm. If you define Luvioveh as like in terms of 12 months or something,
yeah.
In terms of even Nifort but Sikoran.
Yeah.
So does that work well? Name really for
maybe. Yeah, I think you're thinking the right. I mean, that's something I want to look into, which is when you come to the way I was going to do it, just come to that issue and then and analyze it in light. We might say that that maybe looking at a zemum maybe does require, you know, let's say not just a shear in time, but actually it should be an issue of the look of it. Nifrach with Tziporin might be also, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But maybe already other shirim, maybe not. Yeah.
I also, once you mentioned Zman and Mum, and there is a din of, you know, that of Torim B'nai Yona, one of them has to be within like a year rather, mm-hmm. or two. And then, I mean, there's a din of, you know, Mechusar Zman by there, and there's a din of too much Zman has passed, mm-hmm. regardless of what they look like.
That's a separate din. That's because that's not a din hidur. That's just a din in Korbanos, so that they have to be certain Zman. They have to be certain age. So
yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that you call this like a mum.
You're not over on the issue of being makar b'ba mum in that case, as far as I know.
So you mean it's just being makar of something which isn't kosher for a carbon?
Yeah.
So like you're just,
yeah.
It's like being makar a chayav.
Yeah, what issue would you be over there? The issue of, I don't remember now. What the issue of saying chusas man, what?
Chulin bazar.
No, because you can be magishy item. You can magishy item. I'm not maybe sure. I had to look into it. I had to look into it. I don't think it's though. But I wouldn't assume it's Bama. Okay, so This is all one understanding of Rashi. This is the Meir's understanding, that Rashi really does pasul entirely based on Ve'am Ve'yu. There's nothing to do whatsoever with Hadar. And how does he explain the Gemara? The way the Meir did. I think alternatively, a second way we can understand Rashi in responding to the questions of Tosos is to be, in a sense, modem mixas. And I think this is very likely to be Rashi's opinion. Just saying, if I had to put my money on it, this is what Rashi says. We'll present two other ones in addition afterwards. Perhaps Rashi held that Vamdeyu is indeed an independent posel like the Meiri, but in response to the first question of Tosos, it's not a replacement, it's not a rejection of Hadar Dekra, it's an addition to Hadar Dekra. It's posel mishum hekesh lulav le'esrog, midin Hadar, but in addition there's also a psul mishum Vamdeyu. Now why would you need to say that there's a psul mishum Vamdeyu if you have already Hadar Dekra? For a very simple reason. Because Rashi held it was an afkamina, and it's an afkamina, in fact, which the Gemara is discussing, namely Shahar Yamin. Here, Rashi would be responding to an issue which Rishonim all address, which is the Gemara says is the Rapashit Bishlam Yavesh Hadar Bina. But when it comes to Lachem Mehechetesi, it says Lachat Lachem Yom Rishon. Okay, and Hadar is also, it's just a few words later, if you're saying that the detail of Lachem is only required Yom Rishon, because the Smakal Neshimakach Shivas Yamim is the last part of the Pasuk. So Mehechetesi, if Lachem is required only be Yom Rishon, that detail is only on Yom Rishon. So Mehechetesi, that Hadar isn't. That's how some Rishon formulated. It depends on what you think the Shar Yamim here are referring to. Rashi held that actually, here we're talking about Tekansu Yochum and Zakai, which either way, the point is that for whatever reason that Lachem is not required, doesn't seem to be a reason that you should say differently regarding Hadar. Again, let me clarify that point, because for Rashi himself, it's actually we're talking about Tekansu Yochum and Zakai. So it could be that itself is based on the fact that we assume that that Tekansu Ryokan and Zakai is modeled after Mikdash, in which case the same thing would apply, but maybe not. But either way, the point is, if for whatever reason Lachem is not required for Tekansu Ryokan and Zakai, that's a din belulav, so who's to say that Hadar should be? So what? So therefore, Rashi says, you know what, there's another psul, there's another requirement for Hidur, that isn't something that could be dropped on the Derabanan level. Right? In other words, we don't apparently, for whatever reason, say that is when it comes to Tekanos Riochem and Zakai, let's assume now that Mikdash for Rashi, Midaraisa, you would require these things. What we're saying is, you don't require for the Mitzvahs Derabanan what you required Midaraisa. Okay, so then that's true, and we'll have to get to that, and it's a sugya in itself. That's true apparently of Lechem, it's also true of Hadar. In other words, we don't require all the specific details of mitzvah lulav midaraisa for the derabanan. But in as much as the mitzvah derabanan is also a mitzvah, so then rules that govern mitzvahs in general, those do apply, namely hidur mitzvah. We have a general klal of hidur mitzvah. It doesn't matter if you don't require what the mitzvah deraisa entails in terms of all the details, you are subject to the general principle of zekeh v'amveyu. And therefore it's chal even on the rest of the days that are derabanan. This, I think, is a simple way to read Rashi. Rashi in the Sugyan Chavtes, if you look, he says just in the Mishnah, Yavesh bina mitzvah mudaris chsiv aveyu, but then when you look later on, so it says Bishlam Yavesh, says Rashi, you see this? Pasul, I think I have it in the Makaros here. Pasul, bidirabanan, nami, kevan de mitzvahu mishum zech le mikdash, binan hider mitzvah. In other words, Rashi is explaining Bishlam Yavesh. The Gemara doesn't say why. It just says the Gemara says Bishlam Yavesh. You can say that it'll be possible even Mishar Yamin because Hadar Be'inan. Rashi, what does that mean? B'derabanan, meaning the days that are the mitzvah that's derabanan. Takanos Yochman Zakai. Kevan the mitzvah who, but since it's a mitzvah, Zeich LeMikdash. It is a mitzvah that there's the kana Zeich LeMikdash. Be'inan Hidur Mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, you need Hidur Mitzvah. So for the derabanan, the mitzvah derabanan, mitzvah derabanan, also subject to din zekeh v'amveyu, and that's why you have yavesh. In other words, the Gemara is saying bishlam yavesh. So it's not just the din that you don't have the detail that the pasuk requires of hadar, like it is for lachem. In which case, you could have said if it's all that, that's the only thing that we were concerned about, we would say so. Then that just doesn't carry over into the kana mishum takanas riyachem and zakeh zekeh lemikdash. Just the derabanan, we're not makbid on all the details. And that in fact is the case. As far as the Hadar Deraisa is concerned, we're not mapping all the details for the Tekanos Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. But there is a separate klal. There's a more general klal that applies to all mitzvos, including derabanans, that requires, nonetheless, that you still have it can't be Yavish, and that's Zekeh Vamveil. So that's what Rashi's saying. I think that's a simple strat. Now, the one thing that isn't clear then is, why does the Torah need to passel Hadar? If we interpret Hadar as the Rabbanan do, right, according to this view of it, it's the Rabbanan, we accept the Rabbanan's Hekesh, Hadar, Esrog, Hadar, Makishim Esrog, Lululav, Inyan Hadar. But why is that even necessary? Right? If it's already going to be puzzle, it means Zekeh Vamveil. So, here I'm not sure. I think we could think about a couple of things. One thing, maybe they don't necessarily always overlap. Maybe there are some cases where Midin Hadar, what?
Like size, maybe? Like the Gemara suggests, like, yeah, right after this, like, mm-hmm, certain, like, to try to prove or disprove,
right,
there, if you could hold Hadar.
Right.
So, like, all those examples, not necessarily would they fit under.
Exactly. Like, maybe we'll say those as far as Zekeh Vamveil, they don't qualify. Maybe that's possible. Or maybe some of the other ones that Rashi says, I think Niktam, he says, does he say? Yeah. Niktam Rosho, he says, Pasul Delohavi Hadar. He doesn't say Delohavi Muhudar. I'm not making the diuk. I'm just saying that maybe Rashi is saying Hadar there is Kipshuto. But wouldn't be a problem with Zekeh Vamveil, maybe. Alternatively, Rashi maybe agreed that the din, Rashi maybe held like the Ritva, that the din is really only a din at the Kana Derabana. So therefore, Deraisa, there is no such din of Zekeh Vamveil, but Derabanan there is. But once you have that Derabanan, so that requires Bishlam Yavesh, then for sure it's going to apply Kol Shiva. Now the truth is, I cited to you the Rabbi Avraham Minahar. Rabbi Avraham Minahar is the one Rishon I see who can, Miri just cites that there are those that say, Rabbi Avraham Minahar is the one who I saw actually explicitly advocates this view, that the Psul Yavesh is only the Derabanan. And he says it specifically within Shitas Rashi. He says, right, Yavesh, he cites like Rashi, Debinan Hadar, Pirish Rabbeinu Shlomo, Dechsiv Vamveil. Then when he says later on in Gemara, Debinan Hadar, right, Bishlam Yavesh, Debinan Hadar, he says there, Pirish Rabbeinu Shlomo, Midirabanan. Now notice that there's a simple letter change there from the Rashi we have in front of us, and it makes all the difference, or makes it a tremendous difference. And what we have is Rashi says, Bidirabanan. Meaning, with respect to the mitzvah derabanan of Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai, he has it that it's mi derabanan. So Rashi and his, I think, Girsa, I think, is explicit that the psul is mi derabanan here. Right, that the psul hider is mi derabanan. Pirush Rabbeinu Shlomo mi derabanan v'hem paslu avashar yamim. Let me just clarify one thing, which is that it could be the reason Rashi might say that is because he agrees with, let's say, the Ritva, that it's the whole din is derabanan. Alternatively, even if he thinks that there's a din hider deraisa, but maybe the application to Yavesh, that's only derabanan. That could also be. But either way, Rabbi Avraham Minahar clearly did take Rashi's opinion that it's midin zekeh vamveil, and also has it that it's a din derabanan, that's the soul only derabanan. So I don't know that that's what Rabbi Avraham Minahar is saying. I don't think he's addressing it. But what I'm saying is, one could simply take Rashi. Rashi didn't reject the Gemara later on about Hegesh Lov Esrog. He accepted it. It's a psul deraisa. It's an independent psul deraisa. Have nothing to do with Vamvehu. But it only applies to Yom Rishon. And if you at least hold that, at least given that the Gemara holds this about Lachem, it's only Yom Rishon. It apparently doesn't carry over at least the Kanas Rabbi Yochanan Nezakai. The same thing is going to be true of Hadar Dikra. So what is it that passes it? The principle that's true of all mitzvos, Zekeh Vamvehu. Either the principle is derabanan or the application here is derabanan. The reason I'm saying is because then you say, well, why did the pasuk even need to say hadar then? Because there is no principle that you need something mehudar midaraisa. Okay, that I think is the simplest way to read Rashi here, at least. Two other ways we can understand Rashi, though, in terms of how we respond to the question of Tosos. Perhaps the yesod apsul really is only hadar dekra. I don't believe Rashi saying this, but we'll see that there are rishonim that clearly did say this. The yesod apsul is entirely Priyetz Hadar, Hekesh Lulav Esrog. But the question, again, Rashi was responding to is, why is it puzzle even for, in Rashi's reading of it, the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? So the question really is, why is Hadar puzzle in the case of the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, as opposed to Lachem? In other words, apparently, according to this understanding, the Rabbanan were metakin Hadar even for Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But they were not, meaning even for the Derabanan, but they were not metakin Lachem. Why the difference? Why yes this and not that? So the reason is because the principle of Zekeh Vamveil. Because there's a principle of Zekeh Vamveil, and that was the motivation, that was the reason why the Rabbanan kept the requirement for Hadar. You know, the detail of Hadar was required even for the Takan Rabbanan, whereas the detail of Lachem was dropped. And if you say this, so that could answer the question of the Tosfos as well. even if you assume zekila and veyil, let's say, is always, is only a din l'chachila, that's not a problem. The yesod psol, what's posel here b'dieved, is the fact that it's lack of hadar. The question is, why did the Rabbanon take the detail, require the detail that you have in the mitzvah deraisa, hadar, why did they require that midi Rabbanon for the tekanos Yechum and Zakai? And not lachem. So the answer is because vidur mitzvah. So the truth is, I don't know if Rashi is saying this, but Tosfos says this. Yeah, this is how I understand Tosfos at least. Tosfos themselves, you think that there's only vamveyu is no shaychus here, right? But they themselves then bring up vamveyu, and is precisely to explain this point. We'll get to some of the details when we get to the chilag yom rishon in yom tosheni. But what the Tosfos say is that in terms of what was required for the tekanos of Yochum and Zakai and what wasn't, so. Tosos, the way that Tosos says it, is that whatever was shayach to the ikar lakicha, which means the basic mitzvah, upon whom is mutal the mitzvah, every yachid. What are these supposed to take? Dalad minim. Only that which is shayach to the basic mitzvah, were the Rabbanon and Makbidon when they were talking to Kanzer Yochum and Zakai. Plus, there's one other detail, namely, hadar. Why? Because hider mitzvah. This is what Tosa says, right? The Chachnir, the Haimu Taimam, Mishum, the Yom Rishon, Deraisa, Begvulun, Vishar Yomi Derabanan. So, this is what the Gemara here is talking about. It's talking about Deraisa's Yom Rishon versus the Derabanan, Tagan Zerbech, and Zakai, Zechla Midash, Kidisa Beresh, Lever Rava. Hilchach, Bi Ikar, Halakicha, Kigon Dalad Minin, Lakicha, Lechalechad, Tikun, Vishar Yomi, Kain Deraisa. That were, this is a second we'll get to, that was required, the Tagan Derban too. Lachem not, but there was another detail, namely Hadar, Vechain Behadar, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Aba Bechasa Vishal, no. So if it's not me'ikar, the most basic component, most basic definition of the mitzvah, that it's a ma'isa involving these four minim, which is a chal and kol yachid, so why is it that it's required? Because it's a hider mitzvah. So that's why they were metaking the requirement for hader too. I don't think it's what Rashi held, but that would be one way to explain why you're invoking zekil v'anveyu. If we have hader, the reason is because this is an explanation why there's a din hader. Yeah.
So how does it stem with the tosos up top that seems to deny zekil v'anveyu?
It's clear that Tosfos did not understand Rashi this way.
So they understand Rashi that it's exclusively Zekiah.
I think so, right. No, they understand Rashi is saying the whole basis for the psul is Zekiah Mabeyu.
Right.
As opposed to what I'm explaining now, which is maybe you could say what the Tosfos say, which is that the basis for the psul is Hadar, and that's the reason why it's Ma'akiv, is because it's not Hadar. But what the question we have to ask, though, is why is Hadar required for the Dindar Rabbanan? Tosfos clearly didn't understand that way, because if that's the case, none of their questions apply then, right? Meaning this does answer all the questions that they ask, so it's not a problem that they themselves say it.
Right.
Because in this case, you're not saying it's a psul b'dieved, and you're also not rejecting the Gemara regarding the Hekesh Esrog Lululav. You're simply explaining why it's required on the Derabanan level. So clearly they didn't understand Rashi this way. I'm not sure, you know, I can see why. I don't think there's much of a hint to this in Rashi. Also, the other thing which I think really does militate against this reading of this understanding of Rashi is when he discussed Bishlami Yavish Pasul b'Derabanan Nami. So you could say possible derabanan nami debin and hider mitzvah, that would have been okay. Maybe you can explain that. Yeah. Why does Rashi get into possible derabanan nami kev the mitzvah whom mishum zeich lemikdash bin and hider mitzvah? None of that is not relevant. Those words. You should just say it's vamveyu is the reason. Is a reason why it's possible even on the second days, because after all you need hider mitzvah. So maybe you could explain that what it means is the hider mitzvah is the reason why we're talking the requirement for hadar. But what does the rest of those words have to do with anything? They're just completely superfluous. I think it's much more likely Rashi saying, if you read it the other way, right, the second interpretation of Rashi, that he's saying that it's a mitzvah, though. It's still a mitzvah, and in as much as it's a mitzvah, so it's subject to the principle of zekil v'anveyu. And therefore, that'll apply. So I think it does work better with the second approach opposed to the third. The fourth possibility is to say, again, this is now the fourth possibility in Rashi, that the psul does involve both of these. In a way similar to the last one, but not that the real psul is just hadar and it's just a question of why we have it, but rather, perhaps even deraisa, they're both involved. And in fact, one of the questions here answers the other, and it's structurally parallel to the ravid. I don't know if you noticed, but the ravid, the same ravid that we said proves that he helped the din of zekim aveyu, is deraisa. So he's dealing with a question, I think I mentioned it then, right, that the issue is that the context from which this the requirement that Rabbi Yehuda seems to derive that it needs to be kafus from, that it needs to be agud, is itself not really ma'akev. So then why is it that would then dictate that it should be ma'akev here? So the Ravid's answer to that question is accepting the premises, but he says, because, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda also requires eged midin zekiv v'anveyu. Right? This is what he says. And then once you have kicha from paraf, so that's ma'akev, that makes it ma'akev. So taking something similar that structurally, we could say, Rashi will, might say, again, I'm not sure that I would say this is really Rashi, but in theory this could work, that it's true, we have hadar, but perhaps hadar itself is not a din that's ma'akev. And neither is zekev anveyu. However, once you have the convergence, both of them, that both there's a din requirement, mitzad zekev anveyu, that itself is only a lechachila. But when the Torah then says hadar, so then it's ma'akev, exactly like the way that the Ravid understood Rabbi Yehuda is applying it in the context of the Din of Eged. Now, how do we understand that? What's the interaction between these two psalim? So it could just be a kind of shana lava kasav la'akev, right? We mentioned that you have this principle that if the Torah, if it says it twice, it's saying it to pasul, right? Shana lava kasav la'akev. So maybe that's what the idea here is, that it's just a matter of repeating the point in order to know that this is pasuling. Alternatively, the other possibility is to say as follows, that it works really along the lines we spoke about before, about two dinim of Hidur, that had we just had Zekeli Vanveyu, you would have thought that Lulav Ayavish, it's not quite nah. It's not quite decorous, it's not quite as beautiful, it's not glorious, it's not splendid, but it isn't something which is a mum. I mean, after all, it's a Kapos Tamarim, it's a tree. So, alright, it's better if it's beautiful looking, and it's green, and it's lively and fresh. And if it's not, so, okay, all right, it's not. Once the Torah, however, describes the Dalet Minim as being Hadar, imposes a requirement for Hadar, then already Yavesh becomes not just a lack of Hidur, but actually it's a Balmum. As far as this mitzvah is concerned, Yavesh is a Balmum. In other words, here we're going with the assumption that, like we said last time, the two different dinim from Hidur mitzvah, there's a din l'chachilo din b'dieved, right? What's ma'akev is only when it's really pagum, when it's really defective. So if you say that you just need an eitz, then you'll say, okay, so then this eitz is not a defective version of what you're asking for, but if the Torah says it should be hadar, so then already it's not just that it's lacking a certain aesthetic pleasing quality, it's actually completely defective, because what the Torah is demanding was a lulav hadar. Okay, you could say that's how the interaction works. It defines this as not just a lack of superior hidur, but rather it's actually now viewed as aesthetically defective, in as much as what was being demanded was something hadar. Okay, so that's Adkan, I think, what we could say for Rashi, how we understand Rashi. All right, maybe I'll just start quickly then. The next opinion, the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor, I think this is the third approach now, to the Psul Yavesh. The Baal Mor also reacting to the issue. What do you mean? You can explain why Hadar would pasul for the rest, but you can't explain why Lechem should. That doesn't make any sense. This should be the same boat. Whether or not Rashi was saying it in response to this, I think it's clear the Baal Mor was. So he says the details of the Lekicha don't get carried over to the Shar Yamim, whether he's talking about Tekas Rebiyoch and Zakai or Mitzvahs Lulav B'Mikdash, Smatim V'Nayashim Lekichim Shivas Yamim, you don't require Lechem, and you don't require Hadar Dekra. So why is it that you would pasul? Why does the Gemara say Bishal Miyavesh pasul Chol Shivas Yamim? So it gives you a different reason, another general psul, which is Yidin HaKriveh Na Lefecha Secha. This is the Baal Mor here. Right? It's clear from here that he did think that the Shar Yamim was referring to their Isa, the Mikdash, Mitzvah Lulav Mikdash. He's saying that even though the Pasuk says Biyom Rishon, and that's why you, after all, say Lachem doesn't apply all 7 days because it says Lukach Lachem Biyom Rishon, the same thing is true of Hadar, says the Baal Mor. But Kevan de Yavish, Ika Lememar, the Isbe Mishum Hakraveyon Alephachasecha, Pasal Api Yamashini. Why is it that it's possible of even biyom hasheni? Because hakirvei na lefechasecha. All right. So one issue with that, and the Ramban attacks him on it, is that it's just not what the Gemara sounds like. Right? The Gemara says hadar. So the Baal Mor will say it's not hadar dekra. It's a problem of hakirvei na lefechasecha. So this is a din that, in general, in terms of whether or not it's zerais or derabanan, so that already isn't so clear. If you remember, I actually did mention this. The case of Mishnah. Clear from him that he assumed that it was only Derabanan, and because it's a Pasuk Malachi, it's Divrei Kabbalah, that's when we mentioned it. When we discussed Mitzvah Avera, it's only a Pasuk Malachi, and therefore it's got to be Derabanan, it can't be Deraisa. But others disagree, and it's based on what we discussed at the time, which is that you can have, right, the Gemara itself provides a model for dinim which are either Halachos or Shem Sinai, or, and this I think I mentioned in the context of Mitzvah Avera, might be the Ramban, Misvara. it's a svara that's deraisa, and then it's just reflected in the pasuk in Malachi. Who says that? The Maram Shik.
Who says?
Because the Mishnah
that it's
nobody says Alchemy Shvisina. That was in the context of just models of dinim deraisa. How could have a din deraisa when the first source that we have from it is Nevi'im Ksuvim? So the Gemara itself explicitly says you can have it if you know the din from elsewhere. And the example it gives, all the examples it gives, like Peru'i Rosh, is Halachos Rosh Misinai. But I'm just saying others expand it to Svara, and here we could say that this is a Svara. I believe that the Maram Shik says this. So what needs to be examined here is really two things. First of all, the question that the Ramban addresses, challenges him, is whether or not this really meets the standards that would become possible midin hakriveinu lefechasecha. Hakriveinu lefechasecha is talking about things which are disgusting in some way. Right, you're talking about something which is, in the psukim, it's talking about things that are ra. Would you ever present this to an officer? You think it'll work for you? And lehalacha, this is applied to things like something which is recho ra. Right, yain which is recho ra is possible.
Mentions gozel there also, which is
yeah, but that's before though. That's earlier, so far as I can see here. Yeah. That's the avesmas of gazal is pisach as chola. This is the chisagishu pisach chola in ra hakriveinu lechasecha. And lehalach, this din is usually applied in that kind of context where you're talking about something which is most. So this is what the Ramban has a problem with. The Ramban rejects the Balamor because he says it doesn't apply to something which isn't really mahudar. It applies to something which is most. If it's most, so then you could say it's a problem of hakriveinu. Not if it's just something like yavish. All right, so that seems to be a machlokas, more general machlokas about the standards of hakrivel and afechasecha. What would be what would qualify? The other thing to wonder about, which Ramban does not address, but I think we should, is the application to mitzvah lulav. The assumption that this din applies hakrivel and afechasecha applies to mitzvah lulav. That already is something to wonder about. I mean, after all, the pasuk is referring to hakriveyu na lefechasecha, hayirtzecha or yisapanecha. Would you offer this? Would you bring it as a matana to your fechasecha? The context is clearly relating to korbanos hakrava agabim mizbech and lehalacha. How do we find this din applied? In general, we find it's applied to hakrava agabim mizbech. This is true with regard to nisach hamayim. That's in our mesechus naf nun. Regard to nisach hayayin, the sugim of avasra and tzadi zayin. Regard to menachos samachtes, and rishonim applied to zvachim as well. There is the potential to expand beyond hakrava agavim mizbeach, depending on the suffix of Tosos. The Sugin Yudalim Beis discusses that hakrivin al chvasecha also has implications regarding klisharis, that it can't be mos. But Tosos has a suffix in Chulin Adaf Gimel. Tosos has a suffix whether or not that's limited to the klisharis which derech lahavi daron besocha, namely the klisharis for menachos, meaning you bring in a mincha in general in a kli na'at. So it's specifically that, which is, in a sense, hukrav agav mizbeach, meaning it's brought to the mizbeach, or is it other klisharis too? And the one that Tosos is referring to there is, this is the Tosos in Chulin, which discusses what two days there, whether or not shechita requires klisharis, machlokes rishonim, two days in Tosos there. So Tosos says, even if shechita requires klisharis, but there's no din, perhaps, of hakrivein al fechasecha, and therefore kromi shalkana would be fine to use because you don't have the din of hakrivein al fechasecha with regard to the klisharis of shechita because it's not right. The Tosos actually, I did bring it. They say just the lashon is the lo bein a kliyafek kamar v'lo pasin a kromi shalkana mishum hakrivein al fechasecha, like the Gemara Sota does regarding the kvifa mitzris the hasam doron who diderech lahavio bekli na'e. But even if you assume that it is applicable even to, let's say, the shechita, to the klisharis, assuming that you need klisharis for shechita, it's applicable there. Either way, it's still, all these applications are within the realm of hakravos korbanos, of kachin. Even shechita is part of the process of hakrava. It's not agabim mizbeach, but it's still hakrava. And again, the idea is you're offering something to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a doron of some sort. You're bringing it upon shulchan gavoa. That's where the psul of hakriveinu lefechasecha applies. Does it apply beyond that? So the answer might be yes, depending on the sugya of Basra, how you understand it. The Gemara of Basra in Tzadi Zayin says that when it comes to Kiddush, we have a klal that ain't omrim Kiddush ayom ela yayin haroi linasal kagabim mizbeach. And the Gemara probes, what is that to the exclusion of? And the assumption in the end is that's the exclusion of anything which is possible, because we said in Kachim in general, there are many dinim that are only l'chachila. That which is possible b'di'eved, l'inasech agav b'zbeach, is possible for mitzvahs kiddush, but something which you cannot use, but if you use as kasher, l'chachila, you can use it for kiddush. And the Gemara in the end mentions l'mutei, reicho ra, and megula. Even if you've filtered out that which could have been the eres nachash, you know, that which would have been the reason that it would be forbidden to eat it, even if you filtered it out, it's still a problem. And the Gemara says, because, in concept of nisach hayayin, it's a problem of hakriveh and olafechasecha. And it'll be possible, therefore, for kiddush. Now, why is it possible for kiddush? The Gemara doesn't say explicitly. In other words, you could interpret it. These are just examples of something which is possible even with the Eved. And the Gemara says, mishum hakriveh and olafechasecha, it's possible with the Eved. But the Rashbam says, this hakrivein alfechasecha mizam mitam zatzmo. That's the reason why it's possible the kiddush, because hakrivein alfechasecha. So it emerges from the Rashbam is first of all that this din is limited to the psulim mishum hakrivein alfechasecha, and what we see is what.
I just didn't understand the last.
The din, the exclusion for the yayin, the enorm kiddush hayom al yayin she enorai li nasech al gabei mizbeach. That is to the exclusion of what? Specifically, to those yenos which are psulim midiyevet, mishum hakrivein alfechasecha, and the reason is, mitam ze'atzmo, because there's a din of hakrivein alfechasecha, and therefore you can't use it for kiddush either. So then you see already that it expands beyond just hakrav al gabim mizbeach, it's also applicable beyond here to the kiddush. Except that the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos notes two deos, but he himself is of the opinion that when we say Ein Omrim Kiddush Hayom El Ayayin Haroi Linasek Agabi Maim, it's not just the exclusion of those Yenos that the Gemara happens to mention. It's also other things. Yayin Shinis Arivo Dvash, for instance. Right? Which is puzzled because there's a din that you can't bring Dvash upon the Zveach. And therefore you can't, the Rambam himself puzzles Yayin that Nis Arivo Dvash for Kiddush. Now that is not a din of Akrivei Nolof Echasecha. So L'chor, what emerges is, for the Rambam, you couldn't say that the reason that these things are being posseled for Kiddush is because Akrivein al-Fechasecha. Because it's not just those Yenos. The Chor, what emerges for the Rambam is there's a din that Chazal, and for the Rambam this is the case, that Kiddush al-Hayayin is Derabanan. Right? Three Shittos in Rishonim about that. There's Shitta of the Farash Nazir that Kiddush al-Hayayin and also the Timas Hayayin is all Deraisa. Shitta Satosos and Psachim that Kiddush al-Hayayin is Deraisa, but Te'ima is derabanan, and the Rambam Kiddush al Yayin is derabanan. Kiddush is deraisa b'dvarim. I mean, to kind of derabanan, you require it to be al Yayin. So, what did the Rabbanan say is kasher for Yayin? So, for whatever reason, they said only those Yenos. Is just a din in Kiddush. Stop at those Yenos which are kasher le nasach agabe mizbeach. If they're not kasher for whatever reason, so then just as an internal din within Kiddush, it won't be able to be used for Kiddush. So if that's the case, then it's not that the psul b'kiddush is because hakrivein alfechasecha applies to kiddush. It's because it's pasul mizbeach, and there's a separate din that anything which is pasul mizbeach is pasul kiddush. So it could very well be for the Rambam then, at the very least, that there is no din of, and the Rambam never himself quotes hakrivein alfechasecha outside of kachim, outside of hakrava agam mizbeach. It could very well be that there is no din that's a din specifically in hakrava hakrivein alfechasecha. What do we say about the balam or? And perhaps the Ramban will apply it to Mitzvah Zalul. So I think one of two things. One thing to say is maybe they hold that isn't true. They agree with the Rashbam and they expand beyond. And the truth is that l'halacha, this is already the case. Rishonim quote, the Tshuvas HaGaonim, they cited HaKrevin al-Fachsecha and applied it to Neiros Chanukah. That if you have, apparently this was something that occurred, if there's a mouse in the oil in the shul, so you can't use that oil anymore for Neiros Chanukah because HaKrevin al-Fachsecha. Okay, applying it to Neiros Chanukah. So it could very well be that this is also reflected in the Balam Or and the Ramban here, that it's applicable to Lulav, because it's applicable in general to mitzvahs. Alternatively, maybe it really is limited to Hakrivein al-Fechasecha, Ayirtzecha, or Ayizeh Panecha, to Korbanos. Elamai. Ritzoi. Yeah, this is the notion we've referred to before, we saw in Rishonim explicitly, that Lulav is a kind of a din of Korban, it's Kain Korban, it's a din of Ritzoi, right? We explain this in the context of the Ritva cites Balei Tosos that say that the mitzvah of Avera, another pasuk from Malachi. So that's limited to Korban, Elamai, Lulav too, because Lulav is Ke'en Korban, because it's Meratzeh. So we explained then, it's from the Sugya and Tainus of Einon Ba and Elul Ratzel Amayin. They took this not just as Kederach Asmachta, like Ramban in Perish Al Torah, but they took that as really signifying the legal character of this mitzvah. It's Laratzos. And therefore, even though the din of mitzvah b'avera applies specifically to mitzvahs that are mishum ritzoi, like korban, aflul of bichlal. And we mentioned also, just again, another clear illustration of this idea, was the Meiri, who thought this was the havamin of the Gemara, that you wouldn't say l'kichol kol echad v'echad, you need a pasuk to tell you that you need a l'kichol kol echad v'echad. What do you mean? Every tefillin, we need a pasuk to tell us, oh, and when I say that you should take it, it's kol echad v'echad. The answer Meiri said is, I could have thought, right, that this is different, that this is a mitzvah, kain, korban, since it's balaratzos, it's like a korban, so I could have thought it's like a korban sibor. You can be yotze with a korban sibor, and therefore the pasuk needed to tell you that everybody needs to take it. So again, you have the notion that mitzvah lulav, nitzvah lulav, is kain, korban, kain, ritzoy, and perhaps that's what's reflected as well in the Balan Mor and the Ramban. All right, so next time, Yerushalayim, we'll start with the Ravid, okay? I apologize for going over a little bit.